give everyone time to come. We'll start. This is a sikha in the Kutisikhas Chelik Yudalad. And this week's Parsha, Parsha Kisove. And it's on the beginning of the Parsha. The beginning of the Parsha talks about the mitzvah of Bikurim, that when the Eden entered Eretz Yisrael, they conquered the land, they settled. So then they had to bring every year Bikurim, which means they had to take from the fruit that grew that year, and specific fruit only from those seven kinds of fruit that Eretz Yisrael was praised about, and they would have to bring it to Yerushalayim, bring it to the Beis HaMikdash, and bring it to the Kohen. And besides bringing the Bikurim itself, there was a concept called Mikra Bikurim. They had to speak, they had to say a certain parsha. And the Psukim here goes into the parsha of what the people used to say when they brought the Bikurim. So we'll start the Sikha. Sikha starts like this. B'tchilas parsha saying in the beginning of the parsha, the parsha Mikra Bikurim. Sorry for all this. In the beginning of the parsha, when it talks in the about the Mikra Bikurim, about what they said when they brought the Bikurim, Namar, it says like this, you should answer and say, and the Torah tells them what you should say. And this is how it starts. It says you should say like this. First you start off with Arami Avedovi. Arami goes on Lavan. Lavan is called Lavan Arami. So he made my father get lost. My father goes on Yaakov Avinu. Yaakov Avinu went to Lavan, and there Lavan wanted to destroy Yaakov. And as we'll see, Rashi says that even though he didn't do anything, he didn't, chas v'sholom, destroy Yaakov and his family. But he wanted to. And since he wanted to, the Torah considers it as if he did it. So Arami Eivedovi, he say, Arami destroyed my father. Then after that, Vayerdu, Vayered Mitzrayimo, my father, which means the Yidden, Yaakov Avinu, went to Mitzrayim. Vayogar Shom Bimtseimot, he lived there in a small amount. Vahisham, and he was there, the Psukim going in became a great nation there. And then it says, doesn't bring it here, you see the dots, he just leaves it open, but the Pasuk says, Vayoreyo Yisona Mitzrim, the Mitzrim were bad to us, and they made us work very hard, then we screamed to Hashem, and Hashem heard our suffering. And finally, Vayitzein Hashem in Mitzrayim B'yot Chazoka, Hashem took us out of Mitzrayim with a strong hand, we made a godel, basis of masons, all kinds of miracles. And then we finish up by Yevienu Lamokim Hazeh, and he brought us to this place, which is to Eretz Yisrael. And by Yitalon Nesoretz Hazeh, I'm reading from the Chumash, even though the Sikha doesn't bring it. But in the Parsha it says, and he gave us this land, a land of milk and honey, and now I'm bringing the fruit from the land to thank Hashem. That's what the Psukim say. So the Rebbe continues. Bine atam shabavos habikuri maskir hamevi beizin yonemelu. The reason why the one that brings Bikurim mentions these two things. What does he mention? He mentions the fact that Lavan wanted to destroy Yaakov Avinu, and we went to Mitzrayim, we had problems with Mitzrayim. Arami Evedovi, Aravi made my father get lost. He means to say that he was saved from Lavan. It's interesting, the Pasuk doesn't say that we're mentioning that Yaakov was saved from Lavan. It says Lavan wanted to, or destroyed my father, which means he wanted to destroy Yaakov. But the Kavona behind it is, not we're telling what happened, that what he wanted to do, but where he mean to say he tried to destroy us, and the Eibishter saved us. As he says in the order 3, the Rebbe says here, order 2, I mean, he brings from Targum Yonis, and he says, when it says in the Pasuk, that Arami Eivadovi Vishisvei Meimrei Dashem in Yodei, and Hashem saved us from his hands. So we're mentioning that Hashem saved us from Lavan, and then we mention, Viridas Bnei Yisrael Mitzrayim, Eden went to Mitzrayim, Ugolosam Igolazu, and they were redeemed from this Golos. What's the reason why we mention these things here? He's bringing Bikurim to thank Hashem for Eretz Yisrael and for the fruit that he has. Why mention these things? Nira b'pashtus, we understand simply why. Shezeu Shevach Veidor LaKadosh Baruch Hu, this is a praise and thanks to Hashem. Al Chasod Imeilu, for this kindness. Shehitzel LaKadosh Baruch Hu Saviseinu, Hashem saved our forefathers. Milias Avdin Vikolim from being lost and destroyed, Ayyidei Lovan, through Lovan, Umbegolos Mitzrayim, Megolos Mitzrayim. Achiviyam al Eretz Ovas Cholovidvash, till he brought us to the land of milk and honey. So this is a thanks to Hashem for saving us from Lovan and saving us from Mitzrayim. Veido Azusha Vedibur, is Bataz Gambemaisa. We thank Hashem with words, but it also expresses itself in an action. Havo, we bring Mereshis Priya Adomit Bikurim Hashem. We bring from the first fruit of the land, as a bikurim to Hashem, as a thanks to Hashem. So we express the thanks. So we mention these two things because we thank Hashem for saving us from these two people. That's the way Rashi learns pshat in the psukim. There are other mafarshim, like Devin Ezra learns a different pshat in the pasuk. He learns Arami Eved Dovi tells us something else. Arami Eved Dovi, Arami goes on Yaakov Avinu. Yaakov is called Arami. He was in Aram. And Arami Eved Dovi means that Yaakov was a lost person. Our father was lost. He was poor. He had nothing. And then the pasuk continues. We went to Mitzrayim. And we'll see in a second what they learn. How they learn the side of Eben Ezra, side of Sapurna, learn a different pshat and pasuk. But Rashi learns that Arami Eved Dovi means the love of Arami wanted to destroy us. And Hashem protected us. And the same thing is when we came to Mitzrayim. Omnum Tzorech Lohavim, the Rebbe says, we have to understand. Ima tamu berdei lahaske chazdei amokim. If the purpose, the reason why he mentions these is to mention the kindness of Hashem to us, that's all. And we're thanking him for these kindness things that he did. That's according to Rashi. See, according to the others, as we'll see in a moment, when we mention Lavan and we mention Mitzrayim, is not to thank Hashem for saving us from there. On the contrary, we'll see in a second after we learn the Hora. But according to Rashi, that he's telling us the kindness that Hashem did to us and we're thanking him for it. So we're thanking Hashem for the chesed, chazdei hamokim, she'osolav esenu, that he did to our fathers. Hochel, starting with Arami Davidovi from Arami Lavan, who tried to destroy us. Ad bi'osem lordes, all kinds of kindness he did to us from the time of Lavan, when Yaakov was Lavan, until we got into the Yisrael. So he mentions that we were Lavan and he wanted to kill us. We were in Mitzrayim, they wanted to kill us, and Hashem saved us. Madua ein masker ela beis chasodim ha'elu. Why does he only mention these two kindness, which are tzolam Lavan v'gulam Mitzrayim, being saved from Lavan and being saved from Mitzrayim? Not all other miracles, kindness that Hashem did to the Yidden, Kedem Shem V'yem Lores, before he brought them to Eretz Yisrael. See, we're starting off with Lavan, and we're going all the way till you bring the Bikurim in Eretz Yisrael. And we're trying to say all the kindness Hashem did to us till this moment. So a lot of things he did to us in between at that time. Not only saved us from Lavan and took us out of Mitzrayim. Kriyas Yamsuf, he split the sea. Milchemes Amalek, there was the war with Amalek, and Hashem saved us. V'chein ha-chasodim shebe-midbar, also the kindness he did in the desert. Hamon gave us the man, v'aber, and the water, v'chula, and more. Ke'alei heim she'omdu la'viseinu, these are the things that stood for our fathers, li'es chayi ve'kayomim, to be alive and exist, v'lech tomem she'onu ba-midbar. While they were going 40 years in the desert, ha-godol v'aneir, a terrible, terrible desert. Lo'vi al-horez ha-zeis, the fact that we had the man, and the fact that we had the water, and we had that made possible for us to come to itself. Not for that, we wouldn't exist. So those things made us exist and made us possible that we should come to Eretz Yisrael. Ulohavim mipereisel, bikurim, to bring bikurim. Umedug masam ekkasodim, other miracle, other kindness, kamei esher dan necholim. Esher dan necholim, you know, is in Parshas Chukas, that when the Eden were, they were passing through like a narrow space between two mountains, when they, towards the end of the 40 years, so the enemies, there were like caves in the mountains, hid there and said, when they will pass by, we will throw rocks, we will shoot them arrows and we'll kill them. What Hashem did, he made a miracle that the two mountains came together and crushed them and killed them. It's a miracle. This saved the Yidden. This is mamish, a great miracle. Why don't you mention that? The war with Sichon and Eg, and they wished to help the Yidden and they won the war. These are all kindness. So if we're saying that what we're saying is thanking Hashem for the kindness, why don't we thank for the rest of the things? So now let's learn how order three. This kasha is only according to Rashi, who learns that the reason we mention Lavan and Mitzrayim is to thank Hashem for the kindness. Ashenki lekamo the mishar beforshim atayra, but according to other meforshim, that's not the pshat. And he brings the other meforshim, and he even will say why Rashi doesn't learn like them. For instance, he brings the Eben Ezra, says, like I said before, Arami Eved Ovi means kishahoyo Arami Eved Hoyo Ovi Yaakov. Arami goes on Yaakov, and we're mentioning, one that brings Bikuri mentions that Yaakov, when he was in Aram, he was very, very poor. He was lost. And Hatam kila yirashti yisoritz me'ovi, and that's the reason we're saying, why didn't we get the land from Yaakov? They were to pray, promised Avraham Avinu already. So why didn't we get it earlier? So he says, we couldn't get it when the time of Yaakov was in Aram. He only hoya kashabor alam, he was poor. So he had nothing. So how could we let Yashin inherit the land? Then when we mention Mitzrayim, it's also for that reason. Gam Geroi ben Mitzrayim. When he came to Mitzrayim, he was a stranger. Very few people. How many people? There's 70. And you, Hashem, were telling the one that's bringing the Bikurim, says, you took us out from there, but Tita lo netas, you give us a good land. So when we mention Lavan, and when we mention Mitzrayim, it's not to thank Hashem for the chasodim. It's just telling that why then we couldn't get the land, and now we got the land. So according to that pshat, there is no kasha. Why don't we mention the rest of the miracles or the kindness? Because the Pasuk is not interested in telling us the kindness of Hashem. It's just giving us a strategy why we didn't get the land till now. That's according to the Ebenezer. The Sepurnet has a nupshat. Yaakov did not have any settled place. He wasn't settled. B'meile, he wasn't ready to bring up a nation that should be able to get the land. And after he was a nation, which means when he, that was by Lavan, he was not able to because he was not ready. He wasn't settled there. When he came to Mitzrayim, and there he already had a nation, like the children, the grandchildren, it wasn't deserving that he should get the present of Eretz Yisrael, because had he gotten it, since he was an Eved, Shehoye Tachas Avdus Mitzrayim, Mashakon Eved, Kon Rabbi, since he was under the rulership of Mitzrayim, whatever he would get, whatever the Eden would get, would automatically go to Mitzrayim, because the din is whatever a slave has belongs to his master. So the person who's saying the Bikurim is mentioning that by Lavan we couldn't get Eretz Yisrael, and by Mitzrayim we couldn't get. So according to them, there's no kasha why we don't mention other things. But according to Rashi, it is a kasha. But then the question is, why doesn't Rashi learn like them? And if Rashi would learn like them, we wouldn't have a problem. How come he doesn't mention the rest? The Rebbe says, Ki the Pirushim Eil, according to these Pshotim, Einaf Kemine Klal Prote Kushi Hashibut. The Pasuk also mentioned that we say we were in Mitzrayim and it was very hard for us and they made us all kinds of problems. According to their pshat, that's not the point. You're not telling us how hard it was. That's nothing good. The point is, or according to the Ebenezer, or according to the Sepurim. According to Rashi, that the purpose is to tell us the greatness, the kindness Hashem did. Yeah, we're mentioning all the problems we had. So the more problems we had and Hashem saved us shows greater chasod. But anyway, the kasha of the Sikha is, according to Rashi, why doesn't the one that brings the Bikurim mention other kindness Hashem did? And even if you want to say the Rebbe says, the Shiny Atzolim Yadlovan Megolot Mitzrayim, maybe those are two special ones. That's why we mentioned it. Why are they special? Shem Chasodim Ikrim Uklolim. They were main Chasodim, kindness, and very general. Shebehem Val Yodim Hitzelak Leshvorach Hasabesein of Eskolbni Yisrael Mekiloyim Avadim Gomor. That in these cases, these two cases, Hashem protected us from complete destruction. By Lovan was like that because he wanted to destroy Yaakov when he chased him. And Mitzrayim, they wanted to destroy us. But the rest of the kindness and the miracles that we mentioned before, the mon and the water and then everything, those are not in themselves special miracles. They're miracles, but a continuation to Yetzias Mitzrayim. Where they lavim loretz, in order to bring them to order, they had to happen these miracles. But main thing is, it took us out of Mitzrayim, taken us to Eretz Yisrael. And in the middle happened certain things, but those are not things klolizdike. She'ena nez yitzias Mitzrayim b'shleimusim yibli hanisim shavo achro. The main thing is yitzias Mitzrayim. If those miracles later wouldn't happen, then the going out of Mitzrayim wouldn't be complete. For instance, Kriyas Yamsuf, Hamon, Habeir. Those are all a continuation. It took us out of Mitzrayim. You had to split the sea. You had to give it the mon and to give us the water. So in Mela, you could say, we only mention these things, not the rest, because these are the main ones, the general main things. I had dying kosher, but we still have a kasher. Why don't we mention, when you bring the Bikurim, the kindness that he did to Yaakov and his children? Something that happened in between the case of Lavan and going out of Mitzrayim, it was Hashem saved, a separate thing of saving Yaakov and his family, saving from destruction. What is that? Hatzolas Yaakov Avonim Yad Esav Anoshov. The saving Yaakov and his children from Esav and his people. Yaakov davened, when he was afraid of Esav and he davened, what did he say? Hatzileini no, save me, because I'm afraid he will come, yikani e malbonim, and he will hit the mother with children, means he'll kill us. So we see that the danger when he was challenged by Esau was a danger of being killed. and Hashem saved us. And that is nothing to do with Lavan, and there's nothing to do with Tzivan Tzrayim. So that's a separate time when Hashem saved us from, Yaakov and his children, his family saved us from destruction. Why don't you mention that? And if you see in Ha'orah 8 and Ha'orah 9, so the Rebbe mentions the same thing with Eshed HaNecholim. When we say when they hid in the mountains, and Hashem saved them, also that's something from destruction. And then in Ha'orah, that's 8 and Ha'orah 9, he says, after Shimon of Levi killed the whole city of Shechem, so Yaakov is really afraid that all the nations are going to gang up on them and kill all Yaakov and his family. And Hashem made a miracle that they were afraid to do it. So here also, there was a miracle that saving them from destruction. Why don't we mention that also? And since this kasha is a kasha in the simple pshat of the pasuk, so the question is, why don't we find Rashi answering this? We know that the whole union of Rashi, what is Rashi's commentary? Rashi took upon himself, any pasuk that there is something not understood in pshat, sometimes things are understood in dikduk, in other, in halacha, but that's not Rashi's thing. Rashi's thing is pshat. So any question that there is in the pasuk that's not understood in pshat, Rashi answers it. So why does Rashi ask a discussion? This is a very simple kasha. That proves that it's not a kasha. For some reason, Rashi feels it's not a kasha. That the inyan is so clear, so much so, Rashi doesn't have to explain it. Rashi wrote his commentary that even a child who starts learning Chumash and has any problem in understanding the pshat, learn Rashi, forget an answer. So if Rashi doesn't answer this question, shows that Rashi holds that in this case it'll be understood. Now, sometimes Rebbe in parentheses says, sometimes when Rashi does not answer a certain question on a posik, it could be for a different reason. Because Rashi hopes that the one that learns his pshat remembers what he learned before. So sometimes, based on what he learned before, if you remember it, then it answers his kasha. But sometimes it's not like that. Sometimes because it's not a question according to Rashi. Now, this sikha is what we used to call. Rebbe, you had every Shabbos, every Fabringa for many, many years used to explain a Rashi. You call it a Rashi Sikha. Then there were times when the Rebbe asked questions like this, not on Rashi, on the Posig, which is asking, why doesn't Rashi answer it? And then he explains why it's not a question. So we would call that a not Rashi, Rashi Sikha. It's a Rashi Sikha when Rashi doesn't say anything. But it's a Rashi Sikha. It's not a Sikha on other. It's a Rashi, a Sikha in Pshat, and the question on Rashi, when Rashi doesn't say something, the question, why doesn't he say anything? Now, the Raya, the Rebbe brings, that Rashi took upon himself to answer every question. Maybe Rashi doesn't answer every question. So this is one of those he doesn't answer. He answers a lot of questions. Because we see there quite a few times, not so many, but quite a few times in Rashi, when Rashi writes on a certain posuk that there is a question and I don't know the answer. Now, if Rashi didn't take upon himself to answer all the questions, why does he mention? Don't answer it and that's it. That shows that Rashi feels that he answered all the questions. So if he didn't have an answer, he writes, I don't have an answer. So wherever Rashi doesn't write that, means that he does have an answer. So why doesn't he write the answer? It means that Rashi holds it so simple, he doesn't have to answer. So what is the pshat here? First he says, maybe there's an answer, a possible answer. The reason why the one that brings the Bikurim doesn't mention the chesed of Hashem of saving Yaakov and his children from Esav. It wasn't saved from something of action. Something happened, he did something, and Hashem protected. Let's say if Esav would throw rocks, and Abishah made a nest that the rocks didn't hurt anybody. That would be a nest, he saved them. Here, Esav wanted to do, but the Pele didn't do anything. If you learn Chumash and Parashat Vayishlach, they didn't do anything. The Eibusha saved us from sakona hatzfuyeh b'machshav, something that he planned in his mind. Esav did not do anything bad b'peil, actually, to Yaakov. So b'meile, that's not something to mention. We only mention things that there were actual danger, that he did something to bring a danger. Now one could ask right away, By Lavan was the same thing. Lavan didn't do anything. When did Lavan want to destroy Yaakov? When Yaakov ran away, he chased him. What did he chase him for? To destroy them. But he didn't do anything. The fact is that when he came and he met Yaakov, he didn't do anything. So Hashem made him not do it. But also he didn't make a miracle from something that he did. It shouldn't damage anybody. He didn't do anything. So that bad. Avshe gam lover lehetzi es machshavte haro ala pe'el oven also didn't take out his bad thought into action. Because that is a kilu niskaim machshavte be'pe'el mamish. By Lavan, it's considered as if he did it. Why? The kivin shechoshev lases. Since he planned to do it, choshev le'amokim kilo osim. Hashem considers as if he did it. Why? So Rashi says this. Sheumes eblik chovim cheshev le'makadosh baruch machshavet kimaisik pirush Rashi. Rashi says that by goyim, the goy has a machshavet to do some thought to do something bad, even though for some reason he didn't manage to do it, as if he did it. That's the difference between a yid and a goy. By a yid, machshavet ro. Ein HaKadosh Baruch Hu Matzal for the Maaseh. A bad thought, Hashem doesn't consider it as if he did it. But by God, yes. That's why we mentioned, yes, Lavan destroyed us. I didn't actually do anything, but he wanted to, which is as if he did, and Hashem saved us. So we mentioned that. But by Esav, that doesn't apply. Shenken Esav, but by Esav, Yisroel Mumer Hoyo. Esav was not considered a goy. The Gemara says Esav was a Yid. The Gemara in Kedushin says Esav was a Jew. He was a Yisrael Mumer, a Jew that went off the path, that became a Roshe. But he was a Jew. And by a Jew, Ein Machshav Teheron Nechshev Es Kemaiser, the bad thought is not considered like an act. Since the Pele did not do what he planned, and Hashem only stopped the bad action from potential it was going to be bad, but it never happened. That's why we don't mention this protection together with the other two things that came into action or considered like an action. So maybe that's the answer, because the main kasha that we have here is why we don't mention Hashem saving us from Esav. See, why Hashem doesn't mention the mon of this, we already said, we could answer that. But it's not a thing for itself, it's only a continuation to Yetzias Mitzrayim. And it's not from a sakon, it's a prat. But the question was, but from Esav, that's a real thing, he saved us. So the answer is, we don't mention it because he didn't do anything. Lavan didn't do, but Lavan is considered that he did, because Lavan is a goy, Esav is a yid, so it's not considered that he did, and that's why we don't mention it. But the Rebbe says, Ulo mi'iav shalemakin. You can't say that's why Rasha feels that there's no need to answer the question because it's obvious. It's not so. First of all, besides the fact we don't find in simple pshat of the pasuk, a pipshute shall mikra according to pshat she'esav hoyle din yisrael mumer, that esav had a din of a yid, a rosh yid, but we don't find that. Ubenegei lo aviz bechlal and bechlal concerning the aviz till matan teira, ein nechocha mepashas aksuvim. There's no proof from the pesukim. That they all had a din of a yid, as they were after Matan Torah. Just to mention, there are discussions in the Mefarshim. Did the Oves have a din of Yisrael, or did they have a din of Bnei Neach of Goyim? So there's opinions here, opinions there. In Pshat, Rashi doesn't mention it anywhere, and in Chumash it's not Mashmor. So before Matan Torah, didn't. Not only Esav didn't have a din of a yid, even the Avraham Yitzchak Yaakov didn't have a din of a yid. The Shvatim didn't have a din of a yid. So how can we say that the reason why Esav is not mentioned, because his thought doesn't count? Like a goy, think he could do bad count. By him it doesn't. Mele, we don't mention it. He was a goy. In Pshat, he was a goy. Now, we know that Rebbe learns, and it has rayas from different places, that even things which we know clearly at the halacha is a certain way. But it doesn't necessarily mean that al pshat is the same way. In pshat, the posse could mean something, a different halacha, which is different than halacha. We don't follow that because halacha, we have to follow halacha. We can't follow the pshat. But nevertheless, there is a limud, a way of learning a posse, the psukim, the chumash, derech pshat, pure pshat. So here, even in halacha, it's not so posse. But the Gemara does mention that. But in Pshat, for sure, we don't know, we find that Esav was a Yid, to say that the fact that he planned to kill is not counted. And even Melaoz Bechal. But maybe we can say that's why Rashi feels that it's not mentioned. But besides that, Mimon Efsher, אם נאמר שיש להסכיר בידוס הביקורים רכי לחסודים לצורס וסדים בצור, מצור וסכון המייסיס, if we're going to say, like we said, that we're only mentioning when David should have saved us from an actual act of danger. That's only we mention. Valdera shoy b'mitzrayim, like Mitzrayim. Vayirei, I saw na mitzrayim, says the mitzrayim, were bad to us, vayadnunu, they made us suffer, vayitzin, then Hashem took us up, out. So we, there it was actually, they did something to bring us into a danger. And that's what you mention. But if that's the way we're going, that we only mention a danger that was there in action, imki lehav lelemer gamarama yividovi. So you shouldn't mention Lavan either. Me'ach ha'sin, sof, after all, le'egiya mezeh lo'ov, lo'ovi, le'yakav in shum robe pil mamesh. Sof kol sof, Yaakov did not suffer anything from Lavan as far as a danger. It was only in his mind, in Lavan's mind. We said before that by a goy, the Eibishter considers your machshove like ma'iseh. So he says, true. I'll just say it by heart before we read it inside. That's only le'gabe Lavan. Will Lavan be punished for his thought of killing? Yes. But as far as Yaakov is concerned, by him it wasn't saving from a sakon of ma'iseh. That a midezusha machshove ke'ma'iseh, this idea that the machshove is like a ma'iseh, negas rak l'gedel chetev ein sheshalavon. That's how great his sin is and his punishment. Aval ein bezen afkemine ben gedel Yaakov. Gabi Yaakov, who cares what he had in his mind? The benkach, whichever way, whether choshev machshove ke'ma'iseh, whether we consider the machshove like action, even if we say it's not like action, Lavan didn't do anything. So the Rebbe says, you can't say that the difference between Lavan and Esav is because of Esav, we don't count as machshava, by Lavan we do count. Who cares if we count as machshava? We count the machshava means that he will be punished for wanting to do that. But Lagaba, the person who was saved, you can't say, if you don't want to mention any danger of machshava, you couldn't mention Lavan either. Elol idach yisitzarach leimer. On the other hand, you could say, like he started saying, Mimonashe. If you didn't learn that we only mention things of Maisa, then don't mention Lavan. Now, if you do mention Lavan, you have to say, even though the danger from Lavan was only in potential and in thought, nevertheless, we mention it. The one that brings the Bikurim and says this, we still consider it a chesed of the Eibush that he saved us from the thought of Lavan. So he should have mentioned also that he saved it from Esav. So, in other words, this idea that there's a difference whether you count the machshava like a maisenat, what the Rebbe is saying here, that has nothing to do with the person that saved. That's only how the Eibush deals with the person who had this bad machshava. So you can't answer the difference between Esav and Lavan, because by Lavan you count it like a ma'aseh, and by Esav you don't count it like a ma'aseh. Makes no difference. The guy by Yaakov is the same. So if we only count things of ma'aseh, we shouldn't account it as Lavan. If we count things which also are machshava, then we should count Esav also. So the bottom line, hamura me'anal, the bottom line from everything he said is, akorchach tzorach leimer, we must say, shebeis chasodim hamurim, because of the two kindness mentioned in the Torah, which is that Hashem saved us from Lavan and saved us from Mitzrayim. Yeshlam shaychus miyuchedus abitzas bikurim. They have a special connection to bikurim. Masheini b'kol shar chasodim. By the rest of the chasodim has nothing to do with bikurim. That's why we don't mention it. And these two, yet, what is it? What is the connection between bikurim and dafke these two and not the rest? Habir b'zeh. The Rebbe explains it like this: the mitzvah bikurim le'nischayv bnei Yisrael. The mitzvah bikurim, the Yidden were not obligated. Only after they came into Eretz Yisrael, they keep Shua, they conquered it, they is Yashvabo, and they settled in it. Like Rashi says in the Posik, when the Posik says, when you will come to the land, you should bring the Kurim, the Posik adds, the Yerashto, the Yashavtabo, you will inherit it and settle. So Rashi says, what does that mean? Magid, this tells us, they did not become a Kurim, the Kurim, till after they conquered it and they divided the land. And the way the Rebbe explains in different Sikha, even though it took 7 years to conquer, 7 years to divide and to settle everybody. Now, there were some people who got their share earlier. It took 7 years till everybody got. Nevertheless, those people who got their share earlier did not have to bring Bikurim. It only started after everybody got their share. When we got there, it's Yisrael, we conquered it, and you settled in it. For that we understand, that the mitzvah of bringing Bikurim ain't rak heidoa al etzem nisina sa'oretz ma'akadosh baruch hu b'nei Yisrael. It's much thanking Hashem that he gave us the land. Not that we have a land now, and we have fruit from the land, and we're able to have our fruit. It goes more than that. We're thanking Hashem that he brought us to a settled place. Now we have a nachlo, an inheritance, which is, we're settled in it. Only then, when you have that, you're settled, you have the proper good. And the fruit from this settled place we bring to Hashem. So we're thanking Hashem for a process, for the fact that you made us settle in the land, and in such a land that brings us the best fruit. That's what we eat for. And since the whole purpose of Bikurim is to thank Hashem al chazdi v'tuvi for his kindness and goodness, that he gave us this land of milk and honey to be settled there in this permanent way. To eat from its fruit and to be full from its goodness. So that's what we're thanking. In order to show how great this chesed is, that he made us settle in a land where it's a gvaldik, good land, and it has the best fruit. But the settling of the land is part of what thanking Hashem. Maskir HaMevi, so the one that brings the Bikurim, mentions Gam Kei Rak Dugmosam. Which things, as he mentioned, thank Hashem, things which are in the same category. Meaning, as Chazdei HaMokim, Shenas La V'Seinu, the Chazodim, the kindness of Hashem that he did to our forefathers, the Eis, the Yesem, the Mokim Kavua. When they were in a settled place, which is Mokim Ahu Le'yegi Leshem Teit. Saying, look at the contrast we're showing. We were settled once before. And nevertheless, it wasn't good. And now you settled us in a place where it's good. So we saying like this, we were in a place settled, but that no good came out of it. Came out of it, on the contrary. That place, they wanted to destroy us, which is tachlis hara, not good. Here it, we settled, we have good things. There we were settled and only bad came. Hashem protected us from there. You protected us from the bad that happened, those settled places. You brought it to this place. So you brought us here and this place. And this is a good place. And a place that gives the good fruit, gives us the best. So what are we? So we're not just mentioning Nisim. We're thanking Hashem for settling us in a place which is good, while there were other places where we were settled was not good. This is why we only mention the chesodim that Hashem did to us when we were in Aram, ubi Mitzrayim, and in Mitzrayim, because we became as Elu, these places, Yoshua, Vesein, Beit, and Kavua, there they were settled, permanent. Esrim Shonu ba'Aram, in Aram it was 20 years, Urudu Shonu b'Mitzrayim, at 210 years in Mitzrayim. So we were settled to a certain degree. And nevertheless, it was bad. This explains why we start off thanking Hashem with Aram Yevidovi, Lovonim and Aram wanted to destroy us. And then when we enter Mitzrayim, to stress, like we said, because of the places themselves, those are places that were only places that caused or wanted to, or caught was a sakona to cause destruction. Hashem saved us. Till he brought us to a place which is full of the bracha. So we're mentioning the other side. So mention other nisim, you don't have to. The fact that Yankee was saved from Esav, that didn't happen in a settled place. That's a mess. It happened when he was on the way. So it's not a contrast to now. The other things, the monon and the sichon and egg, all the other things that happened, the miracles happened, Muhammad Samolik, it all happened in the midbar. So there it was on a, it was in the middle of a trip. Besides the gam ki huba etzem ein emokim yishuv bnei odem, bechlal the midbar is not a place where people could live. So it's not a settled place to begin with. But certainly in their way, it was only in the middle of a trip. So it's It's not the same. Like we thank Hashem for by the Kurim that we thank Hashem for settling us in a good place versus before settling us in a bad place. So we only mention those things. So we're talking mentioning the chasodim. Hashem saved us from those bad to bring us here. But not because we're just looking for which chasodim we're thanking Hashem. Then we can bring many other. That answers also why in the order that we said before, here he said, Vayichitas alikim after Shechem. So the Eibishter made a miracle that the Goyim did not attack Yaakov. It's a miracle. There's nothing to do with the place that he was, and this place was a bad settling place. He wasn't settled there. This was in the middle of the way also. Mela, this is the reason why we're being this. This is all up Pipshat. Ipnimi Sainyan Yeshleiman, not to explain it, I'll see this is like this. Navuer Ba'er HaTeira, says in the HaTeira from the Tzemach Tzedek, what is the Ruchnizdike meaning, the spiritual meaning, the Pnimizdike meaning, the Chassidish Kabbalistic meaning of the Mitzvah of Bikurim? That says like this. Food of a tree is the level of the neshama that's in the body. We all know, it says in Chassidus, not the whole neshama of a person goes into his body. Only a chelik. Most of the neshama stays l'mayli in the sheirish, in its root. And only a small part of the neshama comes down. That's represented in fruit of a tree. A tree is the tree itself, and fruit come out from the tree. Same thing you had in the neshama itself, that's the tree. The fruit of the tree, that is the part of the neshama that is goes away from the sheirish and comes away into the body. Mitzvah bikurim, what's the mitzvah bikurim? That we take the fruit and we bring it to the Beis Hamikdash. The kasher lochaber b'chinas haneshama shalamato b'sheisha. We take the fruit, which represents the neshama the way it's down here, and we want to connect it back to the part of the neshama that's up there. And that part is called bikurim ol yenim. The neshama, the way it's in Himmel, in heaven, is called bikurim ol yenim. It's called bikurim. We know b'chal in Ayid is called bikurim. Mishikosa, like it says, ki bikura b'tein urisya b'seichem. Davish says, Pesach in Yeshaya, like bikurim in a fig, I saw your parents, which means the Yidden are like bikurim. And the neshama l'mayil is bikurim ol yenim. So what do? We bring the bikurim to connect the neshama down here, the fruit that represents the chelik part of the neshama that's down here. We bring it to the Beis Hamikdash as bikurim to connect it to the sheirish at the higher level of the neshama. Mevayer shom, and the Matzadik explains, Shebeiz in yonim bazeh. There are two things that happen. When we want to connect, b'chlav, we want to connect two things. Two things could happen, or you could have both. Or the one from, let's want to connect something on top to the bottom. The top one could come down. Or the bottom one could go up. So they're both things here. When you bring Bikurim, two things happen. Number one, Havoz Bikurim, Yaloh Mimata Lamayla, the bringing of Bikurim is we're bringing our fruit, which represents the Neshama down here, to the Beis Hamikdash. We're elevating it. We're bringing it, connecting it to the Neshama Lamayla. And then you have the second part of Bikurim, is the Kriya, the Mikra Bikurim, when you read those Psukim, Vakriya Shal Parshas Bikurim, Yam Shochas Elokus Lamayla Lamata. Bringing Bikurim is Mamata Lamayla, and Mikra Bikurim is Mamayla Lamata. Why is Mikra Bikurim Mamayla Lamata? Because Mikra, the word Mikra means to call. Mikra means to read also. But it also means to call. Vayikra means to call. What does Pshat you call? When you call somebody, make them come here. So Mikra Bikurim means you're calling. You're bringing down. Not you're going to. You're calling it. So when we say Bikurim connects you to the Neshama Lamayla, Chelik and Neshama Lamayla, it's bringing down that chelik. So the bringing bikurim is when you elevate the neshama, the mata, up. And when the mikra bikurim is the second part, the hamshacha lamata. The hainu lamamshich b'chinis bikurim shal neshama lamayla lamata. The mamshich, that level of bikurim, which is in the level of neshama lamayla, down here. She yischaber v'yoy b'chinis neshama shal lamayla b'neshama lamamshich z'guf. So the neshama, that's lamayla, should connect to the neshama down here. So you're bringing it down. And the main thing that Rebbe is stressing here is this part. You see, there's the first part also, when you bring the Bikurim Umata Lamaylo. But that was written in parentheses, because that's not negated to add to the Chassidus of the Kasher, why we mention Lovan and Mitzrayim. But he mentions, the fact is that there is a part also when we go Lamaylo. But then the main thing that we're discussing here is that, and we're talking about what he said, the Mikra Bikurim is the Amshocha Lamaylo. Shebikriyas, HaParsha Shel Bikurim, Uskorim Beis Inyonim. Now we'll understand why we mentioned these two things. Kasha was, why do we mention only these two things, only being by Lavan and the Mitzrayim? We'll understand. Now that we said the Kurim is Mamshe from a very high level down, these two things are the ones to mention. Because only Lavan and Mitzrayim, Kishneim, because both. We'll skip the parentheses for a second, because both Hoyu b'chinas Chesed v'Amshocha m'maylamata, Sa'id inyan of Lavan and Sa'id inyan of Mitzrayim, represent the same idea of Hamshocha m'mayla lamata. And in the parentheses he says b'shnei inyanim, in both parts, because in each one of the two you have two things. By Lavan you have two things. You have going there. Jacob went to Lavan, left Lavan. Mitzrayim, we went to Mitzrayim, left Mitzrayim. So the Rebbe says, both in Yonim, side the going to Lavan, and side the coming for Lavan represents Hamshachem Omaila. Going to Mitzrayim, leaving Mitzrayim, represents Hamshachem Omaila, which is what Mikre Bikurim is in Ruchnias. And he explains why. When Yaakov went to Lavan, it says, Vayetze Yaakov in Beishova. Vayetze means he went away. That means he was Nimshech. He was Nimshech from Beishova. Beishova is a very high Madrig. It's at its Yisrael, Maila Maila. And he went to Choron, which means he was Nimshech from a very high Madrege to Matamata. Ubi Yetzia Mishom, when he left, it says, Vayashkem Lovan Babeke. Lovan got up in the morning. Chassidus says a very interesting shot. We know that Lovan Lamata was a terrible guy, but Chassidus Lovan represents Pchinis Lovan Begdusha. There is a Lovan, which is Lovan Begdusha, Pchinis Levin Elion. Lovan means white. White is very, is an Atzmizdika color. The real meaning of white is a Gavanatzmi, it's not a color. It could contain all the colors. It's a very asmizdik essential thing. So Lavan Elyon is Mokir HaChasodim, it says. Lavan represents Chesed. White is always Chesed. It's being an Atzmi, shows a very high Madrege. But Lavan Ksiv, on Lavan it says, Vayashkim Lavan Babeker, when he met Yaakov and then he left, he woke up in the morning. So Ksiv says, that means Shebechol Yeim, every day Misgaber V'Nimshech Eir Chesed Elyon. Lavan, which is Chesed Ho'elion, is awakened and is Nimshech Babeker every morning. Then it says, V'Yakov Holoch L'darkei, and then Yaakov left to his way, Laham Shebchines Levin Ho'elion and Allah Matamata, to bring that Madrege down. So what do we see here? Yaakov is going to Lavan, is Milmailo Lamata. He went from a high place, going Nimshech lower. When Yaakov left there, he was connected and with Lavan chased him, and then it says that what happened, Yashkev Lavan Babeker, and Yaakov took along that Lavan Elyon, Lavan Elyon, and Yaakov Halach Adarke, he took it along with him. It's again Hamshacha B'mayla. So that fits to what the Mikra Bikurim is. Al Derazebi Ridil Mitzrayim, going to Mitzrayim. The Eid Lifnizeh, when he went to Mitzrayim, it's the same thing. He went from Eretz Yisrael to Mitzrayim, just like Yaakov went from Eretz Yisrael to Choron, which is a called the Hamshocha, from a high Madriga to low Madriga, but Yaakov also. He went from Eretz Yisrael to Mitzrayim, from a high Madriga to low Madriga. So that's also Hamshocha. But besides that, even before Yaakov himself came, it says, Yehuda Sholach, Laheiris Lafonov, he sent Yehuda ahead. For what? Lesakin Lebeis Talmud, to establish a yeshiva in Mitzrayim. That means as Nimshech, his Mamshech, the union of Torah, whatever it is, into Mitzrayim. That's when going to Mitzrayim. What about Yitzias Mitzrayim? Is Avada Hamshocha Mamayla? Shoyim Mitzat Chesed Avaya. The Eibishter had Chesed. Nigla Aleim Melech Malcha Amlocha Bekvede Vatzme Golem. The Eibishter came down, revealed himself, took the Eid of Mitzrayim. So the Eid of Yitzias Mitzrayim represents Hamshocha Mamayla. Mamayla Lamata. Going to Mitzrayim does. So the whole concept of Mitzrayim is Hamshocha Mamayla. The whole union by Lovin is Hamshocha Mamayla Lamata. I'll be saying a Shlemer, be a Yashulte, Yashulapir Shasha. That will explain. The Chesidish Pshat Irasha. Masha Pirish, Rasha says, Maske Chazdei Hamokim. Rasha says these words, that he's mentioning the Chasodim of the Eibishter. Now, Luchure, on both words is a problem, Chazdei Hamokim. Number one, Hamadubar Kano Batzolos Yankim Velovon Yitzias Mitzrayim. We're talking about saving from, Eibishter saving from Lovon and going out of Mitzrayim. Shem Nisim Gdelim, they're Nisim. V'loi Chasodim, V'loi Chesed, it's not a Nes, Chesed Kindness. Babel Lema Nisei Hamokim. He should have said, that they were showing the Eibishter's Nisim. Why did you say Chesed? And the second child is Lo Menemer Chazdei Hamokim. Why does he call the Eibishter Hamokim? That's true. The Eibishter is called Mokim. But why here does he choose to say Mokim? Vlei Chazdei Havaye. Chazdei Eibishter. Apia Nal Yesh Leimer. So we could say Shebepirish Asher Nirmes Hatam Shemaskirim Beizin Yonim Eilu BePashas BeKurim. This is a remez why we mentioned Parshas Bikurim, these two things. And we said before why, because Bikurim is Amshach, the Mikra Bikurim, the reading is Amshach HaMamayla, and these two things represent Amshach HaMamayla. That's why Rashi mentions these words. Because Inyan Kriyas Parshas Bikurim is Chinas Chesed. Chesed is Amshoche. Chesed is when you give. Gvura is when you don't, you take back. So if we want to mention here that there is a Amshoche here, so we use the word Chesed. Rashi uses the word Chesed. Because Chesed means Amshoche is a Lukus. Amshoche is a bringing a Lukus is Chesed. And why does he say Mokim? Because Mokim is place. B'mokim Davke. Bringing down a Lukus from very high to very low. What's very low? This world is low. What's this world? Space and time. So space, Mokim, is this world. So Chaz de Amokim means the Hamshocha Milmailo into this world. That's why he mentions just these two. Saving from Lovan and Tzias Mitzrayim. Shehem Chinas Chaz de Avaya and Hamshochim B'mokim Kavua. It's the Chasodim of the Eibishter. Chesed Hamshocha Milmailo. And only these two. The other things are fine, good things, but there's no Inyan Chassidus that they represent specifically Hamshocha Zalakus Milmailo Lamata. So we have the answer in Pshuta Shel Mikra. According to Rashi's Derech HaLimud, why the Pasuk mentions these and not others, because he only wants to mention where we were in a settled place and it wasn't good. And they should save us from that and brought us there to Israel in a settled place where it is good. Now, to see this, because Mikre Bekurim is Hamshocha, and these two are Hamshocha. Then the Rebbe says, Ha'iroim is Zeb, Avedis Ha'odom, and Ha'iroim Avedi is Ein Lo'odom Listapik, Vavidos, 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 Tefillah. A person should not be satisfied when he goes higher and higher in his own Aveda, in his Torah and his Tefillah, Shal Yizeo Misalo Miskasha Lavayim. For them, he connects himself to the Eibush, the truth. But that's not enough. Ela Tzorech Gamkin Sheyam Shechadakus Lamata. You go higher up, God, very good. But you have to also have the second half. You have to be Mam Shechadakus down here, the Gamba Divrei Rishus, also in things which are not holy. Mainly, you put on film, it's a holy thing. But you have to bring a lakus mata, even in Gashmas, they get things which are not holy. Divirish are things that don't have to do. The Gamba Divirish, and also the best good of Gashmi is you should utilize for a lakus. Behind the late Akshinyon Rishus, I don't mean that you should be so high that you shouldn't care about Gashmias. That's a good thing, very good. But that's not that Gashmi should not mean anything to you because you're connected to Hashem. In the Gashmis that you have to do. And you do it always. You eat. There's no question about it. That's a Dover Kavua. You should bring into them the godly light. Change them over into good and holiness. And you have to, Bikurim, it says you have to bring from the first fruit, meaning the best one. Because when you're bringing a lakus into Gashmis and you transform the Gashmis into lakus, it has to be the best. The Rebbe Na'or says, look at the Rambam, Sof Yilchas Yisurim Mizbeach. The Rambam says that anything that you do for a mitzvah from Gashmis has to be the best. You build a shul, it has to be the best thing. You give a poor man food to eat, give him the best food. Because we have to elevate the best of Gashmis. And things which are settled, which is parallel to what he said before in the Pshat. So when that's what you have to do, bring a lakus into Veld. This fills up the purpose of the creation of the world. Lastly, is that we make for the Eibishter a dwelling place in this low world. And that's the union of Mikra Bikurim. That's why we mentioned these two instances, not anything else. Okay.
Rabbi.
Yeah.